I'm Nick Harcourt. It's the SoCal Sound, and I'm here in the afternoon, which is quite unusual. But I wanted to stick around because an old mate of mine, when I say old, I don't mean old, obviously.
Well, we are old.
Art Alexakis from Everclear is swinging by in a pledge drive. The first thing I have to do, Art, because we are fundraising here,
right,
is give out the phone number. If you want to support the station that is putting Art Alexakis on the air right now, give us a call at 833-885-8850 or subscribe online at thesocalsound.org. It is a pleasure to see you. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, man. Yeah, you know, we're Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Because we're old, so we're still on Facebook, you know. And that still works for us. And it's cool. And you look like you're doing great.
I am doing good. Thank you. Yeah.
Found a nice place here in the North Valley.
I think that, you know, the secret is if you stay alive and stay through all the stupid stuff, then you can enjoy being older, sort of.
That's kind of my MO right now is adversity. I think adversity is really important for the human species.
So, well, we're all experiencing that right now, for sure. So you just got off the road.
Right. Last night.
You told me you did 100 shows in the last year, which is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a live album we're going to talk to you about a little bit as well. But I'm wondering how you're doing, because you did announce recently, not that long ago, that you've got some health issues that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And how are you, and how has that impacted you being able to work?
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, back in 2016, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. And they thought at the time that I'd had it at least 20 years, if not longer.
Wow.
And I was doing okay with it. I went on medication. I did the whole, you know, I like my sobriety, which I talk about, I do what I'm told. I stay in my lane. I do my work. And same thing with my health. I did that as well. And then in January 21, I caught COVID, and it put me in the hospital for almost a month, like over 3 weeks. And it gave me new lesions, so it progressed a little bit. I'm on a different medication, and it's really good. But at the same time, it's harder. It makes everything a little bit harder.
Mm.
It's like adding 15 years to me sometimes, which I don't need.
No, take the years away. Don't add them.
Exactly.
But being out on the road, you're here. You're able to function.
Yeah. You know, I'm out there constantly. And we're still out there slugging it out, man. We're doing 4 or 5 shows a week.
Yeah.
And I was telling you earlier, we're selling more tickets. We're getting booked for more shows than we have in decades. There's these younger kids coming to see us play. Kids that, if I call them kids, they're going to get offended, but like older teens and 20s and early 30s, people like that.
Right. So you got some of the Gen Z kids, some of the millennials.
Yeah. And then the next one that we don't even know what we're going to call that one.
Well, yeah. Yeah. What's that going to be?
They've
already got a name. I'm going to look it up while you're actually going to play a song.
Let's do it. Because I have a 15-year-old, so she's going to be one of them.
So we're in the middle of a pledge drive. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, please, if you're in a position to support this radio station, give us a call right now at 833-885-8850. That's 833-885-8850. You can also do it online at thesocalsound.org. You talked about, you're in the trenches. We're in the trenches here as well. We're all in the trenches here, just sort of trying to keep our heads above water.
Absolutely.
We're so grateful that you came in to play a couple of songs for us. What are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with a song that is dedicated to my daughter and both of my daughters. And I wrote it back in 2000. It was on our record, Songs from America Movie Volume 1. And it's the intro song. It's called Song from the American Movie Volume 1. Only thing that ever made sense to me is the words to a song from an American movie. Only thing that ever made sense in my life, ooh, is the sound of my little girl laughing through the window in the summertime. Sit alone in the backyard, wishing I could be inside. Just the sound of my little girl laughing makes me happy just to be alive.
yeah, made me happy just to be alive. Yeah, made me happy just to be alive. Yeah, made me happy just to be alive.
That's Art Alex Sarkis, Everclear, live on the air here on the SoCal Sound. Again, we're in a pledge drive and we're asking for your support. 833-885-8850. You can also do it online at thesocalsound.org. We have to say these phone numbers like a mantra.
Dude, you know? I've done this. Like I told you before, I grew up in Santa Monica. I grew up with KCRW.
What that place?
Kidding.
Yeah.
When it was a good station. You know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, when you were there.
Yeah. I wasn't there then, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding, obviously. Yeah, I worked there for 12, 15 years. Yeah. It was a long time.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
There you go. But yeah, you listen to public radio, and I'm presuming that you understand the importance of public
radio
as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the fundraising every year, I mean, we have about 6 or 7 stations, even some that aren't even in the LA area that me and my wife give to, including CSUN, including this station.
Thank you.
And yeah, and it's just so important that the community realizes the resources it has and ponies up to do it. And here in California, Southern California, people are really good about it. So I urge everybody to dig deep, maybe do it a couple of times.
Yeah, thank you. TheSoCalSound.org online. You're going to leave here with some of the swag. We'll make sure.
Oh, we get happens. Swag?
Oh, yeah. But everybody else who wants the swag, they're going to have to get online and make a donation.
Well, so I've already made a donation. I'll make another one.
I've got you covered.
Okay.
Tell us about this live album. Yeah. It's Everclear Live at the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Well, last year was our 30th anniversary. 2022 was the 30th anniversary of the band. We started in 92 when I moved to Oregon and Portland, Oregon, and started the band. And we put out a record that was originally a demo we made for $400 called World of Noise. Mm. And I called it World of Noise because my amp kept feeding back the whole time and it's just squealing through it. And everyone thought we were trying to do a really cool lo-fi record. We just didn't have any money, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And Capitol put it out and they did a horrible job mastering it back in 94. But I wouldn't give it to them. They wanted me to give it to them. Can you just give us that record? I'm like, no, I'm not giving you nothing. I'll license it to you for 5 years. So it was mine, but I couldn't find the master tapes until last year. I found them in a box in the back of my storage and put it out. And we did a 3-part special talking about the 30 years of Everclear with our mutual friend, Matt Penfield. And it was just a great year. And the last show was going to be in L.A., and we got an offer from all the usual suspects. We usually play bigger places than the Whiskey, but I had never played the Whiskey, ever. And I grew up in L.A. I've done bad things at the Whiskey. We'll just leave unsaid, but, you know, rock and roll things, blackout drunk type drug things. And but I never played there. So when we got the chance, we played there. And I got hit up by these nice guys at a local indie record label called Sunset Boulevard Records. And they asked me if I wanted to do a record, an all original record. And I said, absolutely not. I'm tired. I don't want to do any more records. I'll do a song a year. And they're like, well, what about a live album? I'm like, at the Whiskey? Okay. So we did it. And I didn't even give them the record till I had listened to it to make sure that it sounded good. And we mixed it up. A friend of mine, Jim Kaufman, who's a great producer, co-produced it with me, recorded it, mixed it. And that's what you're holding in your hot little hands right there.
I am. I'm actually holding the vinyl, the double vinyl album of this.
Double vinyl.
Yeah.
All the cool bands when we were growing up had double vinyl records.
Yeah, well,
right?
You're cool now.
Yeah, well, no now. It took 4 marriages, 34 years of sobriety, a god awful amount of blood in the water. And,
yeah.
But yeah, now.
You're cool.
Yeah. I am so not cool. So it's 15 tracks. It's all the hits. So some deep songs, some fan favorites. And we also got two original tracks on it that you guys are actually playing one of them. It's a song called Sing Away.
Yeah, we're going to play Sing Away when we wrap up in a moment. The other one is Year of the Tiger. They're the two original songs that are on the album. One more time, folks, you're listening to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I'm Nick Harcourt, usually here in the mornings, but hanging out because I wanted to catch up with my old pal, not so old pal, Art. And we're asking you to support the station that brings you this programming at 833-885-8850, or you can do it online at thesoulcountsound.org. You're going to play one more song for us.
You guys asked me to play Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's been played about 400,000 times.
But sure.
Did I ask? I didn't ask.
No, you didn't
Can I I'll pick something else if you want me to.
No, I don't mind.
I'm in Santa Monica. We both spent significant time there.
We have spent significant time. Yeah. I was born there.
All right.
In Santa Monica Hospital. But this is a song that changed my life, man. You know, it really did. I'm very frustrated with bands that don't play their hits. I think hits are, you got to respect them. Because regardless of all your cool songs and all the cool kids that follow you, if it wasn't for the hits, you wouldn't be living in the house that you're living in.
It's the hits that pay the bills, man.
And you probably wouldn't be married three times out of your league.
Right.
Like most musicians are. If not all. I'd say almost everybody in the music business.
Yeah.
But that's a little personal, isn't it? I definitely am and grateful for it. But I this song bought me a couple of houses and a couple of divorces. It's called Santa Monica. I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtime. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, do believe I find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some palm trees. Go away, trying to shake your disease. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers, watch the world die. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die. I am still dreaming of your face, lonely and hollow, all the things you wanna play. I don't wanna be your good time. I don't wanna be your fall back crutch anymore. Walk right out to a brand new day, insane and rising in my own weird way. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just wanna see some sunshine. I just wanna find some place to be alone. Yes, we could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers, watch the world die. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die. Oh, yeah. Come on, watch the world die.
That That's the song that paid the bills and paid for the divorces.
Well, the first round.
Yeah.
We had actually, at Alternative, we had five top
three. You had a few hits.
We had a few hits.
Yeah, you did.
We did okay.
You did all right.
A couple of them crossed the pop.
I'm really happy to get to see with you and hang out with you for a minute today.
Yeah, you look so great.
You too, man.
I'm so glad
for
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're both doing well.
We're doing all right.
Yeah.
Still gainfully employed somehow.
Still gainfully employed and not showing up, blacking out places. That's good stuff.
It is. Any more shows coming up at the end of the year?
We got a few more shows, like flyaway dates. Like I told you, we're going to be at about 100 shows when we're done.
Right.
And I got a solo tour of Australia. That's a big market for us. We just played a sold out tour of Australia last February, so I'm going to go back and do a solo thing, and then we got a bunch of shows, and then I start work on my memoir. I'm doing a memoir. I have a literary agent. I have about 3 or 4 offers from.
Can't wait to read that.
Publishers. We'll see.
Yeah.
There's going to be some blood in the water.
So the new Everclear record is called Live at the Whiskey A Go Go. It's got a couple of new recordings on it as well, and we're going to go out with one of them. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with us.
Thanks.
Supporting public radio. Absolutely. If you would like to support us right now with a pledge, a donation, you can do so at 833-885-8850. You can do it online at thesocalsound.org. As we wrap up, we say bye-bye. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Nick.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.